WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful brains. Welcome back to Dopamine Hacker, your daily dose of real talk about outsmarting that scroll and reclaiming your precious brain power. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion and forgiveness. Because let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, and sometimes we end up beating ourselves up more than anyone else ever could. Ever felt like you're caught in a loop of negative self-talk? Like a harsh inner critic constantly judging every little move? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. We've all been there, replaying mistakes on repeat, holding onto past hurts, and basically making ourselves miserable. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Self-compassion and forgiveness are like the ultimate power couple. They work together to help us break free from that cycle of negativity and cultivate a kinder, more forgiving relationship with ourselves. Think of it like this. You wouldn't treat your best friend the way you sometimes treat yourself, right? So why do we let ourselves off the hook so easily when it comes to our own mistakes and imperfections? Okay, so here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to lock into your brain because they are seriously game changers. First up, self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about recognizing that everyone messes up, we all make mistakes, and it's part of being human. We need to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer a friend who's going through a tough time. Second, forgiveness isn't just for other people. It's essential for our own well-being. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts us in the end. So practice letting go of past hurts. It's a gift you give yourself. Third, stop comparing yourself to others. This is a major recipe for unhappiness. Everyone's on their own journey, and what works for one person might not work for another. Focus on your own progress, celebrate your wins, and learn from your setbacks. Fourth, practice gratitude daily. It sounds simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can seriously shift your mindset. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for, or just take a few moments to savor a beautiful sunset. And finally, be patient with yourself. Change doesn't happen overnight. There will be ups and downs, moments where you slip up, and days when self-compassion feels harder than ever. But keep showing up for yourself, practice these tips, and remember that you're worthy of love, kindness, and forgiveness starting with yourself. Think about that time you tripped over your own feet, face planted in the cafeteria, or maybe accidentally sent a super embarrassing text to the wrong person. You know, those moments that make you want to crawl under a rock. I remember this one time I was giving a presentation at work, and mid-sentence my internet decided to go on strike. Picture me frozen mid-pitch, staring blankly at the screen while everyone awkwardly shifts in their seats. Talk about mortifying. But here's the thing. Instead of beating myself up for weeks afterward, which is what I used to do, I practiced some self-compassion. I laughed it off, acknowledged that technology glitches happen to the best of us, and moved on. And guess what? The world didn't end. So remember, friends, self-compassion and forgiveness are not weaknesses, they are strengths. They allow us to be kinder, more resilient, and ultimately happier human beings. So go ahead, embrace those imperfections, forgive yourself for the stumbles, and celebrate the wins big and small. Remember, you're amazing just as you are. Until tomorrow, keep hacking that dopamine and make every day count. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of self-love. And hit us up on social media with your thoughts. Let's keep the conversation going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.